This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, if you're lucky enough to have a home with a roof and one that gets sufficient sunshine, then photovoltaic solar panels, the kind that turns sunlight into electricity, can be a great way to reduce the amount of electricity you need to buy from the grid and to cut your carbon footprint. And registration is now open for this year's Solar Together scheme, a chance to buy solar panels and home batteries, or indeed just the panels or just the batteries, at a price that is hoped will be a bit cheaper than is generally available. The scheme's promoted by St Albans District Council, but also by Decorum Council, Welwyn and Hatfield and other councils throughout Hertfordshire, and it's the second year that residents have had the opportunity to take part in the scheme. Later, we'll hear from Martin, a local resident who took part in the Solar Together scheme last year. But first, let's hear from Councillor Raj Visram, Lead Councillor for Climate at St Albans District Council. Councillor Visram, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to join me today. So, Solar Together is being promoted by the council, but it's not run by the council, is it? Can you explain to us what Solar Together is?
Yes, hi Amanda, and please call me Raj. Solar Together is like a group purchasing scheme that we as a council are enabling. It allows householders to confidently ask for quotations for their solar installations and benefit from the buying power of a large number of installations in the same area. So what happens is a group of pre-approved companies will basically reverse auction down the price of that set of business, and the best installer will be given the business.
Okay, and when you say the best, that's the person who will be offering to do the installations at the lowest price?
That's correct, yes. Everybody that is allowed to bid is already checked in terms of the quality of work they do and the standards that they work to. So we have a level playing field of bidders, so it's purely then on the economics, and which we pass on to the householders.
Yeah. Okay, now does the council check the quality of the installers, or is that done by Solar Together itself?
No, in fact, there's an intermediary that runs it across the whole county and in other parts of the country. They're called iChooser, with a little I at the front. They're independent experts at setting up group buying schemes, so they will check the suitability of anybody that's interested in bidding for this business and make sure that they're working to the correct standards, both nationally and in terms of customer service. And then once they are approved to bid, they can enter the bidding process, and the winning company gets the business in each local area.
Okay, well, it's good to know that there should be no cowboy companies involved there. So does the council get commission from Solar Together, or does it subsidise Solar Together? Is there a financial relationship there?
None whatsoever, no. The reason we're doing this is part of our commitment to net zero. So really, we are, you know, there's so much we can do as a council on our own properties and in public buildings and spaces, but obviously the vast majority of the impact we can make is with private households. And we just want to encourage people to look at this as an option. Many, many people have up to now. And if you look along roofs locally, you can see these solar installations springing up everywhere. This is the second year we're running it. So it was very popular last year. We did over 600 installs in St Albans, which was, I think, sort of the record result in the county. And we're hoping it will be just as successful this year.
So could you just explain the process just briefly to us, and particularly when we're committed?
Yes, okay. If you go on the council website or look at the recent press releases, the scheme is called Solar Together, and easy to find on our council website. And at this stage, what you do is register your interest. So you have until the 27th of October to register an interest. During that registration, there'll be a few sort of basic questions about where you live and what your property is like, you know, how big it is, what kind of roof it has. And basically, that registration is free. You'll then be asked to pay a £150 deposit up front to secure install. What will happen then is somebody will come and survey in person. And if they survey and see that your roof is just not suitable for solar or whatever it is you're asking, then you get that deposit back. Otherwise, you'll be given an effective installation date or a time frame and a price. That's it, really. What we try and do is pass on that saving directly to the householder to encourage more and more people to do this.
Right. OK, so we're not actually committed until quite far down the process, and we'll know what the price is by the time we do that. So we'll have the opportunity to compare with other solar companies and, you know, just check that the price is a good one.
Absolutely. Yes. And we're hoping that the installers that are successful in this bid will be able to pass on quite considerable savings to the household. So that, yes, they're welcome to compare that to the open market and compare sort of like for like. But we, in the past, in last year's scheme, I think we generated around 20 to 30% savings depending on the install.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Now, you said that the take-up was very good locally. Did you get any feedback? Do you know whether people were pleased on the whole with the service that they'd received? Did you have any complaints, or were we all happy bunnies?
Yeah, As I said earlier, with several hundred installs happening, which are quite major pieces of work, there were a few little niggles for a few households, but I think they all got resolved amicably and very quickly. So I think there was nothing outstanding at the end of the installation period.
So you've got big hopes for it this year?
Indeed. I think having that sort of security that those installers have been looked at quite carefully before you even start the process, because there's so much advertising out there, so even online as well. You know, as soon as you express it, I've experienced it myself, as soon as you express an interest in this, you start getting calls or advertising based around national or solar schemes that you have no idea who they are. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And Raj, do you have solar panels yourself?
No, I missed out last year. I missed the deadline. So I've asked for a surveyor to come around this year. Where I live, there's a slightly awkward shaped roof. So I definitely need a surveyor to come and look at that personally and tell me what is and isn't possible.
Indeed. Well, fingers crossed for you. Thank you so much indeed for telling us about that today.
You're very welcome.
I was talking there to Councillor Raj Vissam, Lead Councillor for Climate at St Albans District Council. But how did customers feel that the scheme worked for them last year? I put out a request on social media to find someone who'd be willing to talk about their Solar Together experience. Happily, Martin got in touch to say that he'd be up for coming along and having a chat. Martin, thank you so much for joining me today. So just to get us started, can you tell us what you purchased through the Solar Together scheme last year?
Hi, Amanda. Yes, we purchased 12 panels and a battery together with the associated electronics and a solar boost system for our hot water.
Right. OK, so actually quite a big purchase that you made there. You've obviously got quite a decent sized roof.
Yes, it was probably as much as we could fit on the roof. And that was one of the interesting things about the whole installation process.
OK, right. So how easy did you find it? Or how hard did you find the Solar Together process?
So I think the process of working with Solar Together, the initial registration, the sort of online sort of tools they provided, that was all pretty good and easy, actually. And I found that most helpful because it came at a rather difficult time in my personal life. And, something that was quite straightforward and where I could take quite a lot of assurance from the background work that the local authority had done. Yeah, that was really good to know.
Yeah. And I wonder, did you feel in control of the process? But did you feel that there were moments at which you could opt out if you weren't happy with things, for example?
I felt like I could opt out, yes. I mean, the timescale is sort of really driven by the process. And I think one has to accept that certain things happen at particular times, and you need as far as possible to fit in with those. So you have only a limited period, if you like, once you've got the indicative quotation to say whether you want to go forward to do the survey. But that's the only sort of point, if you like, you think, I have to actually do this now.
Yeah, okay. And were you pleased with the price that you were offered? I mean, actually, that's meant to be one of the main reasons for taking part in a scheme like this. Did you compare it to how much it might have cost if you'd have gone elsewhere?
Yeah, I think the price was broadly fair. I don't think that it was a sort of dramatically lower, but I think what distinguished it was transparency of pricing. And the assurance. So the online configuration tool just meant you could build up the configuration. You could see exactly what it was going to cost. I suspect that, you know, if one was a tough negotiator, you might be able to drive a little bit of a harder bargain, but you'd have a lot of background work to do with your chosen suppliers.
Right. But on the whole, you were happy with
it. I was pleased with the pricing, yes.
Right. Okay. And how about the workman and the standard of work, of the actual fitting of the panels and the battery?
So the actual standard on site was good. We've had no complaints about that. The workmen were, you know, pleasant and, you know, polite around the house when they were here, so no difficulties on that score. I think the only qualm was that the survey was a bit cursory, and that led us to, I think, some problems in terms of scheduling. So it was a little bit more complicated, indeed slightly confused.
So what happened there then, Martin?
I think the first thing was that the surveyor didn't really get to grips with how to measure the roof. And therefore, we had some unrealistic estimates of how many panels could fit on.
But you were able to get that sorted out without too much trouble, or did that?
We got it sorted out, but actually the final number of panels was only established when the installers were on the roof.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds a bit tricky for you, because then presumably you didn't know the price that you were paying until the roofers actually got up there and worked out how many panels they could find space for.
Exactly. And I mean, we had some skylights and things which caused the problem, but I did feel that was one of the less good parts of the experience. Having said that, the transparency of the pricing meant that I always knew, you know, the relationship between what we were saying was going on the roof and the price that I'd have to pay. That was, you know, one of the good things about the scheme.
And presumably, if they'd have gone up there and said, we've got space for 14 panels, you could have said, well, actually, you know, no, I only still want the 12.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, I wanted as many as would fit on a particular roof aspect. And the surveyor had said we could fit 16. I estimated 13, and the installer, when they went up there, said 12 is probably as much as we ought to do.
Right, okay. And so I suppose we're a little while down the line now. Are you pleased with what you've done? Are you pleased with your panels? Are you pleased with your battery and how everything is working?
Yes, I mean, the system's working very well. And I think one of the, you know, the great things about the whole Solar Together thing is they selected components that work together. So, you know, as the customer, I didn't have to worry about, have I got the right inverter with the panels or all of those things. It's all fits together. We've used hardly any grid electricity or indeed grid gas since it was installed at the beginning of May. And that's been one of the surprises, actually, is that the hot water boost has really taken away the need to use gas to heat our hot water over the summer.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. And did you have any problems following the installation that needed dealing with?
None at all, actually. So apart from the sort of customer feedback forms and that, I've had no contact post-installation and not required that at all.
Okay, so you sound like a happy customer, Martin.
I am indeed. And, you know, we did this because we wanted to reduce our carbon footprint. And I'm feeling that, you know, the psychological factors of being able to have a shower and use hot water without feeling any guilt about the carbon footprint of doing it is quite nice.
Indeed. Martin, thank you so much for telling us about that.
Thank you, Amanda.
Actually, after we'd finished recording, Martin did say to me that one of the best things that he found about joining the Solar Together scheme was that actually pushed him to stop procrastinating and get solar panels installed. It was something he'd been meaning to get round for a while, and I thought actually that that was a very good point. Now, don't forget that we do have quite a few local solar installers in St Albans and across Hertfordshire, and some like Sol Invictus and solar thermal panel providers, the small solar company, have been around for many years. Now, even with the reduced price that Councillor Vistrom said should be available through the Solar Together scheme this year, there is no denying that solar panels and batteries are still expensive, costing many thousands of pounds. Now, St Albans Community Bank, who you'll find online or on Catherine Street in St Albans, do offer loans, especially for green home improvements like solar panels or home insulation. So that might be something that's worth looking into. And do remember also that if you already have solar panels, you can apply to buy home batteries just by themselves under the Solar Together scheme. And if you want to hear more about home batteries, then head to the podcast page of mix926.com, where you'll find me talking to local residents Rachel and Juliet about their home batteries. So if you joined the scheme last year, was your experience with Solar Together similar to that of Martin's? Do let me know. Tell me about what you think via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, just to finish, don't forget that you do now only have days left to respond to the St Albans District Draft Local Plan consultation. Now, this plan, as you'll remember, guides how the area will develop over the period until 2041. There's lots in the plan about things like where new houses will go, the environmental standards they'll have to conform to, things like transport, green space, wildlife. All of this will be affected by what goes into that local plan. So you can see that it will have a huge impact on the sustainability and what the district looks like over the coming decades. Now, you'll find links on how you can find out more about the draft local plan and how you can have your say on the homepage of the St Albans District Council website. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.